This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudet. You know, Valley County is arguably many Idahoans' summer playground, from the fresh mountain air to all of the hiking and the biking to those sunny days on Lake Payette Lake. People come in droves to this area to just get away and to relax. However, with COVID-19 still being a real issue, Valley County community leaders are trying to get the word out on how to stay safe while still having fun this summer. And one group that has been watching this all of the time are the medical professionals who take care of the folks in Valley County. So joining us live today to talk more are Dr. Doug Irvine. He is the chair of the St. Luke's McCall Community Board, and Dr. Greg Irvine, St. Luke's McCall Chief of Staff. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
So first question, you guys have the same last name. Are you related?
We are brothers.
Okay. I hope your parents are proud. Two sons, both doctors. That's not bad.
I'm not sure.
So at this point, Valley County, we don't believe has had any confirmed cases of COVID-19. So I'm curious, do you think that is because Valley County is small, that you were also not in a tourist season, at the beginning of the pandemic? What do you think it was about Valley County that just kind of got kind of lucky?
Well, I think it was actually more than lucky. I'm going to jump in here. In mid-March, when the epidemic started in Blaine County, we saw that coming. We saw what happened there, which was related to the ski season and folks who had come from all over the world to ski at Sun Valley, who brought COVID with them to Blaine County. We are on the verge of spring break in McCall, which is a very busy time. And we saw people pouring into town from all over the world to go skiing here. And we realized we were had the only two ski areas still open in the Northwest. Brundage and Tamarack were still open at that point. And we realized that we ran the risk of ending up with the same tremendous difficulties that our colleagues in Blaine County had. So we quickly got the entire medical staff involved in talking to local business leaders and got tremendous cooperation. And we were able to get the ski areas closed and get things shut down here to avoid a catastrophe by doing so. So it was really quite intentional as to our ability to avoid the spread of COVID here. Turns out that ski communities were a major vector because of the time of year that it was,
right,
for COVID. The top four of the top 15 COVID counties in March were ski counties around the West. So we were able, with the help of our business leaders in the county, to avoid that.
Well, so now here you are in another big tourism season with summer. And, I heard from people who traveled up there last weekend that, you know, once again, Highway 55, bumper to bumper traffic on a Friday heading up there, everybody gets out on the lake. So what now are you trying to implement to keep any cases from happening in Valley County? Because we're also in a different phase of the reopening, right? So people can gather.
Yeah, Doug, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, we're emphasizing education. The things that have worked already in Valley County are the things that have worked all around the world. And those are the barriers to the spread of the infection. It's what we have right now. We don't have a vaccine, as everyone knows. We don't have many effective medical treatments. It's supportive care. And we depend on not spreading the virus. And that's what's worked here in Valley County, thanks to our great citizens and businesses. And, you know, hats off to the ski areas who shut down when we had some of the best snow ever. Didn't go unnoticed, but it was a big sacrifice by them, and it helped tremendously, we believe. But what works is what you hear over and over, and it's worked all around the world, and it will continue to work, and that's hygiene. And I think all of us should get into a daily practice of washing our hands every hour and every time we enter or exit a room, distancing as much as possible, as much as practical. We all want to get back to work. We've gotten back to work doing elective surgeries, but we maintain distancing more than we ever did in the past. And I think that can be done in other businesses and work settings as well. Wearing masks when you're in public, the masks stop the drops from being spread. The drops carry the virus. I wear a mask so that my drops don't reach you. If you're not wearing a mask, my mask provides me some protection from whatever drops may be spread by other people. Mm-hmm. So those are a couple. Those are three actually already. And then the other one is isolation. And our community board has talked a lot about supporting people who do the right thing. And when they're sick, they self-isolate. Or when they're at risk, they self-isolate. Or when they've been exposed, they self-isolate. That's hard to do. We've got a lot of great communities up here that are supporting their neighbors and doing that. So we just encourage people to do what's worked around the world and to continue it here and make it a daily practice.
So Dr. Greg, though, is that harder? Are you seeing less of what Doug just talked about with more and more people coming into Valley County, in particular to McCall? It's much easier to manage all of that when it's just the folks who live there year round, I would think.
Yeah, our local citizens have been incredibly cooperative and helpful with this. There's actually data available from cell phone use that we're all being tracked all the time, as it turns out. And cell phone data showed that Valley County in the spring was the least mobile county in Idaho. People stayed home, people self-isolated, people did the right thing. But now our summer's opening up. It's a glorious summer. It's a short summer. We really have maybe 10 weeks of summer, and then we'll be back into snowfall again. And so people come here in large numbers, and it makes distancing difficult, and so on. We do want to get Valley County open back up and get people outdoors and enjoying all the blessings that we have to offer here. But we're making a major request that the people that come here do those things that Doug talked about, using masks when in public, avoiding large groups and close contact, using personal hygiene. And if someone is sick, that they not come, that they stay home and isolate. We know from the healthcare industry that that's what works. Hospitals all over the country are avoiding the spread of COVID within the hospitals by practicing those measures that prevent the spread of the virus. And if we can get people to do that voluntarily, it's not a requirement, it's completely voluntary, but if we can get people to do those things that are right, we will prevent the spread of virus into the county. That's a big, big goal of ours. Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk about this. It's so important to still make sure that people are aware of this. I mean, we all want to get outside. We all want to enjoy the warm weather, but you know, practicing these things will hopefully make a huge difference, especially in places where everybody congregate in the summertime. So thank you both. We've been talking with Dr. Doug Irvine. He is the chief of the St. Luke's McCall Community Board, and Dr. Greg Irvine, St. Luke's McCall Chief of Staff. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Gemma. We appreciate your having us.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Always appreciate your time with us. Also, we are looking for your stories about race in Idaho. Are you a Black or a Brown person? Are you an immigrant living in Idaho? We want to know what your experience is like. What's life like for you? What do you want other people who live here to know about your experience? You can send us a voice memo. You can record it using your smartphone. You can write us an email. You can send us your stories at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And we may use your stories on the air. It is Thursday. It's a lovely day. I hope you find some joy. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.